42nd Psalm. I do appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate all the good songs God's give us. Amen. The 42nd Psalm. I want to look at one verse tonight. I want to try to mind the Lord if He'll and just do what God give us tonight. The 42nd Psalm in verse 5. The Bible says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance." I will preach a little while tonight on this thought. If God will be our help for just a little while, I will not be discouraged. Amen? I will not be discouraged. We're living in a discouraging time. Amen? Everybody's talking about the discouragements that we have, the hard things that we go through. But the Bible says that in these last days, He said, there'll be a great falling away. Amen? And before that man of perdition had brought on the scene, He said, there's going to be people that's going to, that spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times there's going to be a falling away. Amen? Amen? There's people going to move back and they're going to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen? But I want to say tonight that we ain't going there. Amen? Because we're going to take courage in the Lord. Amen? We're going to allow the Lord to encourage us in this journey to stay in the fight, praise God. So that as Brother Aaron was singing a minute ago, glory to God, that one day we can see Jesus and be spend eternity in His presence. Amen? That's what I'm looking for tonight. I've told you many times, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker tonight. And I encourage myself in the Lord like old David did. Tonight for just a little while, if God will be your help, I'd like to share with you just a little bit of what God can do to help us so that we can say to ourselves, I will not be discouraged. If you want to, you can put your name there. He said, I, such and such, will not be discouraged. Why? Because God is on my side, and I know what He wants to do for me. I've got about four things I want to share with that of why I will not be discouraged. Number one tonight, I won't be discouraged because I've always an opportunity to return to the Lord. The Lord is always there. He's never left me nor forsook me, but He's always there present to help me when I need His help. And I may stray from Him. I may get away from Him. I may not always meditate and think on Him like I ought, but praise be to God, I want to say on the authority of God, He never quits thinking about me. Amen? He's always thinking about me. What a blessing that is. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts." I want to say, praise God tonight, when we think about what God has done for us, where He's brought us from, and where He wants to take us to tonight, I want to say we've got a blessed hope in the Lord. Amen? We've got a confidence, praise God, that we can have because knowing that He loves us and whenever we mess up, praise God, all we got to do is just return to Him and He's right there. No matter where we go, He's always there. Amen? He never turns His back on us. Amen? We may forget Him. We may not do right on Him. We may try to get away from Him. Hello? But He never tries to get away from us. Hey, I've thought about that. You know, sometimes we'll just kind of deny Him just a little bit. Amen? But He'll never deny us. Amen? If we've been born again, praise God, God will never deny His own. We've been bought with a price, praise God. Amen? So we got to, when we start trying to get discouraged and the devil tries to beset us, amen, what we got to do is just realize, praise God, that all we have to do is just keep returning to the Lord. Amen. Turn into, just keep going back to that place of help. Amen. Where God wants to help us even tonight. When discouragement comes on, and it will. Amen. We're all apt to be discouraged. Amen. But we can be, I'm not going to be discouraged, praise God, because I've got an encouragement knowing that I can return to the Lord, praise God, and He's waiting there with Him open arms, just like that prodigal son's father, praise God, to receive me unto Himself, to take me in, praise God, put His arms around me, love me up, praise God, kiss me, put a ring on my hand, shoes on my feet, and a robe on my back, praise God. Amen. Amen. When I get tired of my own shenanigans, I realize, praise God, that I just need some help. I can return to the Lord. See, that's what Malachi was talking about over there. He said, you know what? Israel played folly with God. They chased after a lot of other things. Amen. But the Bible said, praise God, that all they had to do is return to the Lord. Amen. I'll not be discouraged tonight, praise God, because I can always return to God. But the best thing to do, Landon, is never leave Him to begin with. Amen. The best thing that we can do tonight, praise God, is just stay close to the Lord. Amen. To allow Him to minister to us and through us, praise God, to help us and encourage us, glory to God. Amen. It's a wonderful thing when we return to the Lord. Amen. You ever got away from Him just a little bit? Get away from Him just a little bit and praise God, God begins to woo you back. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, Holy Ghost, God, Brother Robert, He'll begin to woo you. Amen. He'll begin to show you how much God loves you. He'll begin to show you how much He cares for you. He'll begin to show you that God Almighty, praise God, He's there for you. And you come to yourself like that prodigal down there in the pig pen. Amen. You throw down your pail and you hit the trail. You jump the rail. Amen. Glory to God. Because you realize, praise God, that you can return to your Father. Amen. Amen. I'll never be discouraged, praise God. Because, now listen, I'll never be discouraged, praise God, because I'm going to return to my Father. Amen. God, praise God, this spirit, this life that I have in me, it belongs to God. And one day in a little while, Brother Rest, because I've committed all that I am to Him, one of these days in a little while, it's going to return to Him. Amen. I'm going to return to my Heavenly Father, praise God. So I'm not going to be discouraged, praise God. I'm just going to prepare to return to my Father. Amen. Praise God. As long as we're preparing to return to the Father, praise God, there's no reason to be discouraged. Amen. It don't matter if we drift away just a little bit when we're discouraged. Praise God, we just be encouraged and just go back to God. James said in chapter 4 and verse 8, he said, draw nigh to God, amen, and He might come along after what? No, that's not what he said. He said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you, amen. So what are you saying? Praise God, we just got to get back to God. When discouraging times come, listen to me, when discouraging times come, praise God, we got to run to God, amen. What's happening in the world? Why is they are falling away across this land? But with God's people, it's because they're not running to God. They're running from God. So that I don't get stirred. I'm not going to be discouraged, praise God, because when discouraging times come, I'm going to run to God. Amen. He'll receive me into self. So what are you saying? I'm saying we need to be revived so we're not discouraged. We need to pray. Amen. When discouraging times come, we need to pray more. Amen. Take them to the Lord. Cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Amen. Asking Him to help us. Tell Him we need some help. Asking Him to come along and show us the way. Praise God. Amen. Get encouragement. Read your Bible a little bit more. Amen. I'm not going to be encouraged because I'm going to pray. I'm going to read my Bible. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost, God's going to take that and He's going to lift me up into the presence of the Father. Amen. That's how you return to the Father, praise God, before we return to the Father. Amen. Praise God. We get that help from the Word of God. We get that help from talking to Him. Amen. From returning to the Lord. We get that help, praise God, down at the house of God. Amen. There's a lot of people that's gotten discouraged and they've quit God. They've quit going to church. Amen. They've got discouraged and they've quit going to church. But what we got to do, praise God, is we got to return back to that place where we can get help. Amen. Praise God. Get back in the house of God. Praise God. Get on fire. Get revived in our soul. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to stay revived. Amen. I'm not going to get there. Praise God. I'm going to revive. I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. Amen. When discouraging times come on me, praise God, I'm just going to keep returning to the Lord. Amen. His grace is sufficient for every need. Amen. I'm just going to keep going back to that place of grace. Amen. That place of love. That place where I get help from the Lord. Entering in that throne room of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. So number one, we got to keep returning. I'll not be discouraged because I'm going to keep returning to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Every time I need a little bit, every time I start feeling discouraged, I'm just going to run to the Lord. Amen. Not only am I going to return to the Lord, but I'm going to radiate for the Lord. Amen. What are you saying? I'm going to let my little light shine. Amen. Even when it feels kind of dim, praise God, I'm just going to let it shine. Amen. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen. Praise God. I'm going to radiate for Jesus. Amen. Hey, I'll not be discouraged because what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep letting my light shine. I'm going to let her shine out, Brother Jesse. I will say, "Lord, help me just be a light and a beacon to a lost and a dying world. Help them, Lord, that they can see Christ in me. Help me, Lord, that I can see Christ in me. Help me that I can be excited and anointed and help, praise God, from God Almighty."
Amen.
Amen. A light. I believe there's a lot of folks, the light's gone out. Amen. Amen. The fire needs to be kindled. They let it burn down to embers. Praise God. How do you do it? You just start taking some coal, some firewood with you to the house of God. Amen. Praise God. He say, "Well, preacher, it's kind of cold and damp, cold and dreary in there." Praise God. Bring you some wood. Amen. Come prepared, praise God, to get on fire for the Lord. Amen. Amen. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven." And what's he saying here? He said, we need to spread the light. Amen. Let that light shine out so that people can see it. Amen. When the devil tries to discourage us, I'm not going to be discouraged, praise God, because I'd rather be a light. Amen. Amen. I'd rather spread the light. I don't want to spread no darkness. We got enough darkness. Amen. People love darkness better than light because their deeds are evil. But praise God, I thank God for the light that He shines on us. Amen. So we can see the error of our way, so we can know that God will help us to be a help. Amen. I don't want to ever be a hindrance. I want to be a help to somebody in this world. Amen. I want to be an encouragement. Amen. To you, I want to be an encouragement. To my family, I want to be encouragement. To people I meet, praise God, I want to shine a light.
Amen.
Amen. Because if they're not shining light, they'll not see their way to Jesus. Amen. Darkness will never get them to Jesus. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying not to be negative, but to be positive. Amen. God's people need to be working. We need to be working on being positive. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, child of God always have his cup half full. Amen. Amen. Not half empty. Amen. We ought to be looking on the positive side, Brother Jesse. And when our cup gets about halfway down, praise God, and somebody says, "Hey, your cup's about half empty," you say, "Praise God, no, it's still half full, glory to God." Amen. What are you talking about? I'm just talking about being a radiant light for the Lord. Amen. Let Him shine forth through us, praise God, that men might see our good works, praise God, and give glory to the Father,
amen,
which is in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't believe Brother Bill, I don't believe he goes out here and knocks on doors on Saturdays to spread forth darkness. Huh? No, praise God. He goes out there and you know what he's doing, Brother Heck? He takes them little old tracks and he's pacing out the light.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. You know what? He might have had an opportunity to be discouraged. Amen. Just like me and you. But praise God, I want to tell you what? He's not going to be discouraged because he's pacing out the light. Amen. When you're trying to radiate the light, praise God, it's hard to be discouraged. Amen. He's not going to be discouraged. We're not going to be discouraged because He'll keep us from radiating the light of the Lord. Radiating for the Lord, amen. Shining the light so that people can see us. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying we shouldn't be giving out bad, but good. Amen. Should be giving out positive stuff. Should be giving out good stuff. Should be, amen, encouraging one another. Amen. Amen. We should be giving out that that'll help, praise God, and exhort the brethren.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. That's what Paul did.
Ooh,
well, now you say, well, preacher, I don't know old Paul. They got him down there and them Jews beat him dead, throwed him out, stoned him, throwed him out, left him for dead. Amen. Praise God. He come out of there, shook it off, praise God, marched right down in there to the synagogue and preached again. Amen. Why? Because he was radiating a light. Praise God. There was an essence that was shining from him. There was a goodness in his heart, praise God, that he couldn't get past.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what his problem was? It kept coming out on him.
Yeah.
That light kept breaking out, kept shining out on him, praise God. He'd get the can't help it, and there it was.
Amen.
That old gospel light would shine again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll not be discouraged. I'm going to return to the Lord. Amen. I'm going to radiate for the Lord. Going to let our little light shine. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Not only that, but number three, we're going to rely on the Lord. Amen. Going to rely on the Lord. Who do you rely on? Who do you count on a whole lot? Amen. We need to count on the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. Psalms 37 and 5, he says this. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Amen. He said, who are you going to rely on? I'm going to rely on the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to adhere to the Lord. That's what faith is. That's what believing is. Amen. So in order to not be discouraged, praise God, I'm going to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because if I rely on anything else, I'm going to be let down. Amen. If I begin to, I can't rely on my possessions. Amen. I can't rely, brother, on what I've got. Because I got them today, but I may not have them tomorrow. Amen. These temporal things of this world, they're not meant to last. Hello? If we count on our possessions, what we have today, put our faith and our trust in that, one of these days we're going to be sadly disappointed. Amen? So we can't put our faith or trust in things, praise God. We got to put our faith and trust in the Lord. We got to commit our trust to the Lord. Amen. And that way we'll never be discouraged. Amen? But you say, people, I don't put my faith in my possessions, the things that I've got. I put my trust in people. They're going to keep you safe. Amen. Preacher, I put all my faith, all my trust, I committed all to people. Said, I've got people. He said, I've got people around me. Yeah, you know what? You know what? I've got people. I said, you'll have to talk to my people. I've got people to take care of things. But I want to say, preacher, if you put your faith in people, some people will let you down. Amen. People will eventually let you down if you put your trust in them. Amen. Brother Bill may put his trust in his pastor. And I'm going to do my best to be there for Brother Bill. I'm going to be my best to be there for you. But sometime or another, praise God, I will let you down. Amen. If you put all your trust and faith in me, one day Pastor Jeff will let you down. I don't mean to, but I will. Amen. So we can't trust and put our trust in people. We can't trust our trust in possessions. We have to put our trust, the Bible says, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Amen. And trust also in Him. And He shall bring it to pass. We got to put our trust in the Lord that He's going to bring it to pass so that we don't get discouraged. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't put my trust in possessions and I don't put my trust in people. But preacher, I'm a popular person. I'd throw my hair if I had any. So preacher, I'm a popular person. And you know, being the popular person I am, I'm going to be all right. These folks going to take care of me. Everything going to be all right in my life because I'm important. I'm popular. Amen. Yeah, you hang around and see how long that lasts. Amen. When the rubber meets the road, praise God, you won't be popular no more. Amen. When your money runs out and your looks goes away, and they will. Amen. Hey, we're all in this state of decay, praise God. You might as well just get used to it. Amen. Amen. We're all getting older and uglier every day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just the way it is. But if we got our trust, praise God, in God. We're not putting it in possessions or people or our prosperity, praise God, but we're committing it to the Lord. Then we'll not, Brother Jeff, we'll never be discouraged. Amen. Because He'll be there to take care of us. Amen. Psalms 73 and 28. Let me just show you. Well, it says, it tells us to just trust in the Lord. 73 and 28. It says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. Amen. Psalm 73, 28 says, but it is good for me, did you hear that? To draw near to God. Hey, it's nothing better. Hey, don't get no better than that. It's good for you. Amen? It's good for you. It's good to you. to draw near to God. He says, I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. I was reading there, I run across that, I thought, boy, praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, I'm putting all my trust in the Lord God. And so that I can, so whenever, praise God, all this stuff comes to pass, and God just blesses me on purpose, and He just loves me on purpose, and He cares for me on purpose, and He takes me to glory on purpose. Praise God, I just give God the glory on purpose. Amen. Amen. That way I'm never discouraged. Amen. Why? Because I'm relying on the Lord. Amen. I'm never discouraged because I'm relying, I'm trusting Him. And see, He never disappoints me. Brother Rex, the Lord has never disappointed me. Now, I know I've disappointed Him. I'm sorry, Lord. I've come short. But praise God, He's never disappointed me. Amen. He's always been right there. He never fails me. He's never failed me one time. I failed Him a bunch. I'll not be discouraged tonight, praise God, because I'm relying on Him, and He's never disappointed me. He's never failed me. Amen. So that's a good place to rely, isn't it? Amen? I'm relying on Him. So I'm returning to the Lord. I'm radiating for the Lord, relying on the Lord. But the Bible says I will not be discouraged because I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Amen? I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Philippians 4:4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, just rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. And when you finished rejoicing, praise God, just rejoice because you can rejoice. Amen. Where you get excited about the things of God. Amen. Knowing who He is. Amen. Always giving God praise. Amen. Always. You ever think about that? How much time do we actually spend praising God? Huh? How much effort do we put out in praising God? Ought to be a lot. He done so much for us. Amen. But I'll not be discouraged, praise God, because I'm going to keep praising the Lord. I'm going to keep rejoicing in the Lord. I know who my Redeemer is. Amen. I know who saved me. I know who went to Calvary. I know who died for my old wicked sins. And I rejoice, praise God. I don't have to pay for those. Amen. They've already been paid for on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And right there is enough to make us rejoice till we get home. Amen. To be excited about what God's done for us all the way to the house. To rejoice. Amen. Rejoice. Giving it to spend some time to rejoice. Amen. Go off somewhere by yourself and begin to rejoice in the Lord. Sometimes we have prayer up here and I say, you know what? Let's not ask Him for nothing. Let's just praise Him. Let's just thank Him for what He's done. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord, praise God. And our salvation, our lives, and our families, and our home, and the love that we have, praise God, is shed abroad in our hearts. Just rejoice. Amen. I believe old Paul knows what he's talking about to the Philippians. I believe they probably come up into a place that was discouraging. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, let me give you an impossibility tonight. Let me tell you something that's absolutely impossible. Amen. It's impossible to be discouraged when you're rejoicing in the Lord all the time. Amen. If you're rejoicing, if we're rejoicing in the Lord, praise God, I'm not going to be discouraged, praise God, because I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord all the time. Amen. Hey, praise God, you get to rejoice in the Lord all the time. There ain't no place for the molly grubs. Amen. They ain't no place for this gruntle stuff. There's no place for this stuff that comes in and so easily sets us. When we get the praise in the Lord, praise God, in the depths of our soul, glory to God, rejoicing in the Lord. It's impossible for us to get discouraged when we're praising the Lord all the time. That's why He said, rejoice. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Amen. Amen. So in order to stay encouraged, praise God, we just keep praising the Lord. Like Brother Bill says so many times, praise God, if you don't feel like it, just praise Him anyway. The feeling to come. Amen. You get to praise Him from your heart, praise God. The Holy Ghost of God will take that back to the Father and open a line of communication. Next thing you know, you're rejoicing in the Lord. And He's rejoicing in you. Have you ever thought about what it's like when you get to when you get, you know, when you, them times when you really pray through, you just enter into the throne room of God, amen, you begin to rejoice, and you begin, boy, tears begin to flow, and you begin to thank God, and you begin to praise Him, and you begin to just acknowledge Him. Amen. You know what that does down in your soul? Amen. How it stirs you down there, how you rejoice in yourself. Have you ever thought about that? What that does in heaven? Amen. Have you ever thought about your Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God? Amen. When you get to rejoicing in your soul. I mean, when it's real, praise God. Amen. It stirs heaven. When you get to stir in heaven, praise God. It's hard to be discouraged when you got heaven excited. Amen. Amen, praise God. When we start stirring heaven and heaven gets excited for us, praise God, it's hard to be discouraged. Amen. We'll be excited in the Lord. Bless His holy name. He begins to do things for us. In Psalms 34, verse 1, the Bible says this. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. You mean even when you don't feel like it? He said, I'm just going to praise the Lord anyway. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Do you understand what He's saying? He means that of a morning, if you don't feel like it. Of an evening, even if you don't feel like it. During the middle of the day, when the boss has been a-chewing on you and expecting more than any one person could humanly possibly do. Amen. But He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Now listen to what He says. He said, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It'd be hard to be discouraged if you got the praise in your mouth. Amen. I'll not be discouraged, praise God, because I'm going to praise God all the time. Amen. He said, my soul, verse 2 said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. They said, why are you so excited? They said, I'm excited about my Savior, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the reason, the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. He said, why in the world do you act like you do? Amen. This ain't, hey, praise God, things is falling down around us, saints. It's a catastrophe around here. Why are you so excited? Why are you rejoicing in your soul? He said, because God is in my soul. Amen. He said, it's coming out of me because I can't help it. Bless His holy name. He said, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Have you ever worked? I thought about this when I was over in the study. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about people that you work with? And you got some people that you work with, they're always discouraged. And man, you know who I'm talking about. They're always discouraged. They seem always disgruntled. Amen. They always are always negative. Amen. Got one back here. Amen. It's okay, sis. You don't have to volunteer. But you've always got somebody like that. Amen. Everybody we worked with, every one of us has worked with somebody like that. It's always negative. Amen. But praise God. But could you imagine if you come along, praise God, and you got rejoicing in your soul, amen? And then those folks, praise God, they come to realize, you know what? They got something, praise God, that's different. Amen. And they humble themselves and they come to you and they say, what was the matter with you? Huh? What do you mean? Say, well, you never talk about nobody. You never put nobody down. Amen. You never seem discouraged. What's the matter with you? He said, praise God, I got something. Yeah. Amen. Say, what do you got? He said, I got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, living down in my soul, and I rejoice in Him. Amen. And they want to know what you got. Praise the Lord. He said, and my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Verse 3, he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Let me say, church, I want to ask you a question. I don't want to be discouraged. Do you? Huh? Do you want to be discouraged? Or had you rather be encouraged? Amen. I'd rather be encouraged. I don't like discouragement. Amen. I like encouragement. You know what you can do with children? It's a proven fact that you can encourage good behavior instead of disciplining bad behavior, amen, and it works better. Now, I'm not saying don't discipline bad behavior, because you can't let a children just run around. But praise God, when we begin to encourage them for good behavior, amen, it encourages more good behavior. And see, that's what God's talking about here. He said instead of being discouraged, He said be encouragers. Amen. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let me ask you a question, church, tonight, and I'm done. Would you like to just magnify the Lord with me? Amen. Would you look like just lift Him up with me? Would you like just to be an encourager? Praise God. He said, and let us exalt His name together. Amen. Would you like to be an encourager? Would you like to be encouraged? Would you like to lift Him up? Would you like to rejoice in the Lord? Would you like to do it together? Amen. If we do that, God says that we'll not be discouraged. Amen. We'll be encouraged in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I want to be encouraged. Amen. I want to be encouraged and want to be an encourager in this journey of life. I want to help somebody along the way. What about you? Amen. I want to encourage somebody. I want somebody to see my life, and I want them to be encouraged. And say, you know, old Jeff Massey, he's a pretty good old boy. Every time I see him, he's just excited. He's rejoicing in his soul. And boy, it just helps me. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be like that? I'd like to be like that all the time. Somebody that can encourage someone else. Amen. So how do you do that? By letting Jesus live in your heart.